So when you're looking at a port or a terminal on a general level, where's the lowest hanging fruit for emission reductions? And where are the more long-term challenges that ports might face over the next few decades in terms of cutting emissions?
Clearly, I suppose the most obvious answer is to remove the need of fossil fuels. Operating a terminal requires a number of assets heavily reliant on diesel. We've had electric key cranes for a number of years in the industry, but there's still a lot to do. And a lot of our equipment is powered by diesel. So this is one area where we feel that we can move to more electrically operated equipment. But then the challenge from that is once we're there is how the infrastructure can support the powering of that electricity. And that's where we need stakeholders and local government to also play an active part in upgrading the infrastructure so that we are able to have the right level of power. We then have moved to HVO, hydro-treated vegetable oil, as an interim fuel source. Whilst where the industry, we're looking at that as an alternative green energies. We're looking at renewable sources. So like solar, wind, London Gateway Logistics Park are looking at how they utilize the roof space to put in these renewable energy sources. And then when you look further down in the scale of things, we're even thinking about how we use rainwater and grey water to clean the assets and use that in when we clean internal equipment. So there's a number of things that we're looking at doing and various scales in DP World.
Hello, my name is Mike King and you've been listening to a clip from the latest Lodestar sponsored podcast. You can find more of our podcasts on all major platforms and at thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.